Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
In sports.
Draisaitl to McDavid. McDavid shoots. Score! It's over! The Oilers move on!
Yeah, they did. Oh, my God. That was a very stressful game last night, I have to say. The Oilers, of course, eliminating the Flames in what can only be described as an unreal, nail-biting, panic-inducing, thrilling overtime playoff hockey game. Connor McDavid scoring the overtime goal, giving the Oilers the 5-4 win. A record was set for the four fastest goals ever scored in a playoff game. 1 minute and 11 seconds. Nuts. A Flames goal in the third was waived because Coleman kicked it in. That's what the refs decided. 45 goals total were scored in the five games. The dream team of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl combined for 29 points. The Oilers are now off to the conference finals for the first time in 16 years. Against either the Blues or Avalanche. There was another Game 5 that happened yesterday. Carolina beat the Rangers 3-1. They lead that series now 3-2. Game 6 for the Blues and Avalanche is tonight at 6 p.m. Just a couple of housekeeping things to get out of the way for this morning. Cruise Confused Lyrics coming up just after 8 o'clock. Everybody's favorite. We've got a theme to this Friday's edition. Something else to note, Matthew Good's going to be in concert tomorrow over at the Coors Event Center. We're giving tickets away for Bryan Adams on the Cruise Facebook page. Those tickets go on sale today. Ticketmaster, you know the drill. He's going to be in town on November 5th. So that's fun and exciting. And something else fun and exciting is...
McDavid shoots. Score!
That.
It's over!
Oilers
move on!
The Oilers did move on, obviously, last night, eliminating the Flames. And it was such a good game. I sacrificed my personal hygiene for last night's game. Last night was definitely wash the hair night. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it in a bun tomorrow and use some dry shampoo and hope for the best. I sacrificed washing my hair just to watch this game. It was so exciting. Just goal after goal. It was just like a replay of that first game, which was insane. Four goals in a minute and 11 seconds, setting a record for the fastest four goals in playoff game history, which is pretty cool. I was actually watching the game while texting with my other radio girlfriends who were also watching the game. They were in Alberta, and man, we had such a blast. We were just back and forth, you know, critiquing the game, commenting on stuff, and we said to ourselves, you know, like, we should do a play-by-play and kind of have our own show where we watch the game together. Watching hockey with 530-plus hilarious women? Oh, it sounds amazing, doesn't it? Probably not. Regardless, once more, I really do wish Clayton was here to be a part of all this. He's off today, back on Monday after having his little guy last week. And if you remember back before the series started, I called the Oilers to beat the Flames, obviously. Although I think I may have said a sweep. I got a little greedy. But regardless, yeah, the Oilers have come out on top. And based on our agreement before the series started, we have our envelopes full of challenges. So when Clayton gets back on Monday, he has all four of my envelopes to open, which is going to be great, great fun. I cannot wait. Based on the forecast for the weekend, which I just did, it's not looking too great. Rainy, cloudy, not feeling very summery at all, but great time to fertilize the lawn. Honestly, this is, if you're on the fence about if you should do it or not, this is a great time. Sean and I did the game where you try and pick the best time to do it. Because ideally, you'd like to fertilize and then have Mother Nature water your grass. We don't have underground, so it's dragging out the sprinkler. So like, yeah, last night it was a 30% chance of rain overnight. But then today there's a 60% chance, but he's at work during the day. Saturday and Sunday, probably going to rain, but if we did it last night and water it a bit, we should be good because we couldn't do it right after work today because it could be raining. So yeah, stressful, very stressful taking care of a lawn, especially with the pressure of the neighbors with their amazing lawns. The street we live on, we live next to some people who have been in the neighborhood for like 35 years, right? A really long time. And they've got these amazing lawns that they've been tending to for decades. And it's pretty stressful keeping up with the Joneses. And then also, too, a bit of a glimpse into the summer forecast. Environment Canada gave their predictions, and it looks like a bunch of different weather all across Canada. It's going to be a wet one out west, humid and stormy for the east, and then for the prairies, dry as a bone, prone to wildfires and drought. And I don't know, you want to try and get a bit excited at the forecast, right? As you plan your summer out, you're like, okay, it's going to be a dry one. Great. For me, no mosquitoes or no rain, you know, to ruin your long weekend plans or your trip to the lake. But then if it's dry, there's the risk of wildfires, obviously, and poor crops for the farmers, and we just can't win. I saw this a couple days ago. Google Street View is 15 years old this year. 15 years we've had the ability to creep on our childhood home and make a note that says, like, you know, hey, I was at my parents that day. That's my car out front. Oh, amazing. Or, you know, you can creep on that cute guy from school's house, maybe an ex-boyfriend, or maybe just a really nice house you'd love to buy one day. There's even sites you can go to that show all the bizarre things that those Street View cameras have picked up over the years. It's crazy, like people getting in fights and just weird stuff. I did see one, though, where a girl whose parents, they were sitting on the porch of her parents' home when the Street View camera drove by, and I think they waved. They've since passed away, so she goes to Street View almost every day, she said, just to see her parents on the porch. Oh my God, it's amazing technology, honestly. That being said, they have revamped things a little bit. Their camera is newer, much newer. It's not nearly as heavy. It's super cute to look at, by the way. It looks like a blue minion, kind of. It's much lighter. It doesn't require a special vehicle to be attached to, so that opens the door for easier recording. That being said, like, maybe Google could try something new and have regular citizens enter a contest or something to take the camera out and record their own personal street views. That's probably very boring, actually. I was talking a while back about the magic of rotisserie chickens. Let's face it, rotisserie chickens are so good. So good. Why are they so good? It's probably a combination of everything, but, like, you know, the size of the bird is obviously important. If it's too big, it'll dry out. Or too small, it'll dry out. Too big, it won't cook well enough. But why do all of them taste exactly the same? Like, is there a universal rotisserie chicken spice that everybody uses? Because they all taste the same to me, and that is delicious. It's also cheaper to buy one of those sweet, golden, delicious chickens instead of cooking one from raw by yourself. Who wants to do all that when you can just pluck one up from the store? And that's the other thing. Prices on these things never seem to change, especially right now with the price of everything going up. Would you believe rotisserie chickens are still the same price? They are basically like a prized item for supermarkets, because what it does is it pulls customers into the stores. Typically, a customer is going to shop around and buy more than just that rotisserie chicken they came in for when they visit. And if you'll notice, too, the rotisserie chickens are always, like, way in to the store, just like milk. Milk is always in the far back corner. And that's because they want you to walk through the entire store to get your milk and then walk back through the entire store to go to the till. There is so much psychology and marketing and planning and strategizing in grocery and retail. It's unbelievable. I've read a few and seen documentaries about it. It's mind-blowing. Grocery stores don't have clocks in them because they want you to get lose track of time and just shop more. It's bonkers. Basically, companies want to stay competitive with their rotisserie chicken prices, so they're willing to lose money on them, even though costs are going up, because the chickens are called a loss leader. The price of a rotisserie chicken helps set customers' overall perception of a store's value as well. So if the chicken stays the same price, the person's like, oh, that's right. Here at Costco, prices are always the same, just like this chicken. No, you're being brainwashed. Speaking of the crew's Facebook page, I figured this might be a good time to discuss this topic, mostly because Clayton isn't here, but it's pickles. More specifically, pickles on burgers. Yes or no? I am absolutely 100% a pickle person. I fully understand some people are not pickle people. And I'm sorry that you're not, because pickles add so much to life. And if you like flavor, I wish you could eat them. Some people don't like the texture. They have sensory issues. Just the sound maybe of a pickle or the crunching of a pickle affects them differently. But listen to this. Apparently, science has proven that pickles make burgers taste better. This is all done, by the way, in conjunction with the fact that there's a Bob's Burgers movie coming out, which if you've never seen Bob's Burgers, absolutely watch it. It is so good. And if you ever check out the menu board on the show, some of the burgers they list, unreal. I believe there's a cookbook out of the Bob's Burger recipes that have been on the board in the show. Regardless, science has proven pickles make burgers better because it maximizes the oral somatosensory experience. So meaning it basically hits all the senses. The taste, because pickles are very distinct in their taste. The crunch, you hear the crunch. The smell, obviously. And the sight of a nice green pickle just makes a burger look more satisfying. Pickles are satisfying. That's what I was trying to say. But this is, I thought this was interesting too, is that people actually feel more strongly about pickles on burgers than they do onions. People are okay with onions, but some people are like, oh, don't walk a pickle by my burger. I hate the sight of them, the sound of them, the smell of them, everything, but they're okay with onions. And I always thought onions were a much more, you know, like a flavor that you would want to avoid more. But no, I have the question up on the Cruise Facebook page. So far, it looks like pickles are winning. I don't want to say winning, but people on the Cruise Facebook page loving themselves a good dill pickle. Also, a shout out to Big Murs in Dunder. And apparently, their Big Dill Burger is to die for. So what's next on my list?
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.